What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Now, I know they want us to talk about Deion Third, but we can't talk about Deion Sanders this week. We can't.
Fine.
That story's going to continue to unfold. It's relationship fair this week.
True, true, true.
Now hiring. Good morning, America. Co-host TJ Holmes and Amy Robbick have been temporarily taken off the air after it has been exposed that they've been fucking each other and they're about to divorce their respective spouses. Goddamn.
What?
The affair was exposed not too long ago, a little earlier this fall, and a lot of public outcry against both of them because they both married. And turns out all along, they've been getting it on, and now they're ready to make it official. Well, relationship got off to a rocky start, and now the public is saying that you can't be on air. I think they should still be allowed to be on air. Rod, what say you?
I do not support this, but I also don't think they should be kicked off the air. It's been great for the ratings over at GMA3, goddamn.
Really?
Who's watching the second one? You know what I mean? But they've said themselves that it was great for ratings and that they let them on the air and then they had another meeting and now they've been suspended. But do I think what they did was egregious enough against company policy or the social contract they have with the viewers?
No.
But if you're going to be fucking people at work and bringing this type of drama, if they take you off the air, you have to accept that.
It's got to be a lot of stress on whoever's replacing them. Like, that's a lot of pressure to be the person on TV after the two co-hosts who having an affair.
Because people love mess.
Is the pressure coming in replacing the two people fucking, or is the pressure coming in figuring out who you should fuck next so that you could keep the chain going? Like, where is the pressure? Like, I don't understand.
The pressure is definitely in, like, keeping people interested in this show. And nothing had people more in. I had never heard of Good Morning America 3. I don't live in New York. I've never heard of GMA 3 until they said those two people was
fucked. I'm in Jersey. I'm right around the corner. Come on, man. Now I'm going to watch it.
As a former guest of Good Morning America 3, that's the opinions of Rod and Ralph, and I really hope that if the producers of Good Morning America are listening, you'll still have me on the show. I ain't the one kicking the shit up. That's them. Let's start the show for y'all. Fuck my neck.
What did we say that was bad?
What did we say?
We gonna say we had never heard of
that. That was bad. Right. It was like 4 hours of GMA. Like,
I literally said this was great for the show because I hadn't heard of it before they started.
Right? I'm watching it now.
Y'all talked all over the theme song. My name is Roy. This is Rod's Relationship Fair.
Let's go.
We're talking truck driving today. We are going to talk to the men and women who deliver all of the shit that you need. And I bet you didn't know that every now and then they pull off to the side of the road and pull out their meat and play with it and let other people touch it for money.
Mm-mm. Meat to meat.
Transactions.
No.
That's what we're going to talk about today. Average truck driver makes about $69,000 to $70,000 a year. Thank you, okay. Rhonda. And you can get paid by the load. You can get paid by the mile. It's a challenging job. So I understand why sex is a big part of it. Number one, there's travel, you know. And we talked about that with the last relationship fair a couple ago when we were talking about the military sex. Mm-hmm. You in another place, you get lonely.
I don't like that political correct bullshit way people like to phrase that type of stuff about you on the road, you get lonely. You ain't lonely. You want to fuck something. You're horny.
Nah, horny is a difference. I'd agree.
I hate the fact that people badmouth truckers and you hate 18-wheelers when everything that you need in your life was brought by either a truck or a train. Yeah. Don't talk to me about airplanes and ships. That get the shit to the port. But once it's time to bring it to you, anytime something out of stock, the first thing the employees say, we gotta wait on the truck.
That's right.
We gotta wait on the truck to come in. So we're gonna celebrate these truck drivers and figure out the ways that they all get to bust a nut. But first,
Cody's most outstanding employee of the week.
CMO is TJ Holmes. Having two affairs at work. Ow, and keeping his why? Job.
What about Amy Robach?
She all had sex with one person.
Amy didn't run it back twice. Yeah.
If you gonna TJ, do trash, I never called TJ trash.
Nobody said he was trash.
I called them both trash.
Why do we need equality?
We said he was
seeing
them all. How is that trash?
Right.
Because you're choosing someone who's trash as CMO, so you might as well get them both. They like to be together anyway. You making trash CMO, so add the other one.
So that's the quickest CMO in the history of the show.
Ever. Holy hell.
Two for the price of one.
But now, Jacqueline, as is customary with every relationship fair.
One.
One engagement story. She promised us last relationship fair a story about loose diamonds. So, JG?
Yeah, I got loose diamonds. I can make it short.
Tell us about the loose diamonds, Jacqueline.
I popped over to his house to see him so we could have lunch or either dinner or something. He had this beautiful puppy, and the puppy kept scratching at the sofa. And I'm like, well, what is this puppy after? What is under that sofa? So I lifted up the cushion. It was a nice velvet bag. I opened the velvet bag and it was a bunch of loose diamonds in it. You know what happened when you see loose diamonds? You're about to get engaged. There you go.
I don't think anybody
ever
has ever said that in the annals of diamond history.
Ever. Oh, shit. It's a loose diamond.
Loose diamonds. You know what that means? Somebody about to get proposed to.
Right?
Not even in medieval times did motherfucker get down on one knee and present a handful of jewels to marry them.
He didn't present me with loose diamonds. Whatever. He chose the diamonds to build out the ring.
And then you chose the sledgehammer to tear that motherfucker down.
That's not true. So that's it. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you.
Why didn't y'all get married?
Because I don't know if people realize this or not, but you've been married once, proposed to 4.5 times, and you said yes to every proposal and then changed your mind later. So
you have to say yes so you can get out of there, Rod. Somebody could kill you.
I know once you're done with them, they just kind of disappear from history.
I know. When I... When they're out of sight, they're out of mind.
Now, once Jacqueline breaks up with somebody, they never existed. They get eternal sunshine of the spotless mind.
All right. That's enough of that. It's time to get into this relationship fair. Now, our first guest, every time I find out something new about you, Rod, it's just another layer of fascination. I don't know why I just assumed you were an only child. I don't, for whatever reason, just the places your imagination goes suggest that no one talks to you a lot. And
we talk all the time.
And normally JG run the intro, but Rod, I'm going to let you bless us with this first guest for the relationship fair. Who's on the line, Rod?
Today, we've got a trucker who's been at it for a very long time. He knows all the ins and outs of trucking. Trucking, sucking, and fucking. Please, job fair listeners, please welcome the most special guest I've seen on the show, my brother, Tony Mack.
Tony, yeah.
Mack. Tony, what's
my God.
Tony?
What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing? Now, well, y'all are wilding.
First things first, Tony Mack, do you come to us from parts unknown in Middle Tennessee? And do you drink peanut butter whiskey like Rod?
I drink the peanut butter whiskey. Got me on that. I'm not from Tennessee, so nah.
It's in cans now. They're making it in cans now.
I mean, oh, shit.
You get a 100 milliliter can of straight peanut butter whiskey, and you can mix it or drink it straight. Oh, yeah.
Now, the world of truck driving, first and foremost, thank you for what you do. I do think that truck driving is a very unsung occupation, because if truckers stop, the economy stops. Best thing about the job, worst thing about the job?
I mean, I guess it depends. Is the money is pretty good. If you like kind of, you know, making your own hours and stuff like that, it's good. Worst thing about it is dealing with like people on the road and just the, you know, that as much as you got to be on the road, whatever, you know, you can't be at home. So if you got people at home, it's hard to be there.
I'm curious, what's the weirdest thing you ever hauled?
I don't know. I hadn't hauled anything weird. I remember one time though, I had a pharmaceutical load, and the thing was one box on one pallet, and they sent it from Indiana to Florida, and they paid a grip for me to do that.
And you didn't ask them what that was.
You was transporting.
No, because that was long. It was cold.
And before we knew about it.
It was before we knew about COVID. But no, when we got to the place or whatever, they had the ATF out there and everything. So I just figured I don't need to ask no questions.
You was transporting COVID.
It was COVID or anthrax.
One thing before you get to the heart of it, Roy, I'm just curious. What can we as drivers do to help you guys? Like me and my little car.
Get out of the way. Okay.
But back to JG's question, though. So get out of the way. I try not to ride in the hip pocket or like that blind spot of a truck.
Yeah. Yeah. Like get the hell out.
Okay. So get the fuck past.
Speed up, get by, go ahead, speed up, get on by. It's like, if I see you, I'd rather you go ahead and get out the way and just go ahead and pass. I'll slow down and eat whatever I need to do to let you get by. So you can get by and I can go on by my business, because if something happens and I need to jump, to get over or do anything, I'd rather that lane, that have that space. So if I need to slow down, let you on. Like when people get, like the worst thing is like when people get on ramps. Or getting when they coming on, they'll see the truck. A lot of people will rush out there. Then once they see the truck, they'll want to slow down. It's like, no, you rush your ass out there. Please go. I just slow down a little bit. So if you go ahead and go, I won't run into the back of you. But if you keep stopping, I'm either going to run into the back of you, or I'm going to run you off the road, one of the two.
Let's get to the shit, Tony.
The shit, huh?
You get to these truck stops.
This shit.
And now I've been told that the whole lot lizard game done dried up. Like it ain't people just standing on the curb like it's 1988 crack era prostitution. That game's
over. Yeah, that game over with for the most part.
So then am I going on the thrifty nickel? Am I going
Wow. Not the thrifty nickel.
How?
I didn't even know they still made the thrifty nickel.
Somebody just had a birthday, Tony. They're a little bit older.
It's perpetually 1986 in Roy's mind.
I mean, I'm old too, but still. I thought they started making all papers, actually.
But no, and I'm not telling you to snitch on all of your fellow drivers, but how does that ecosystem work? Because it seems like a place where prostitution to it. You don't hear about big prostitution stings at a truck stop. At least I don't.
No.
When you hear about big law enforcement busts and arrests. So it seems like something to a degree, that culture of sex work is allowed within that space. So is that happening at the truck stop? Is that happening in the cab? Do you have to get a little sleep and fuck motel for $40 off the side of the road? How are truckers busting nuts, Tony?
Oh, Tony. He's tickled.
Oh my God. Look here, man. the prostitution game, I really don't know a whole lot about that. I don't really see them out here when I'm out here. It's too easy to get online and just get you a free bitch. I mean, why are you going to paying for shit?
Yeah, you robs, brother.
Chicks love to come out here and jump in your truck and stuff. Man, shit, don't matter what city you're in, just get on Tinder or whatever other app you get on. Holler at a little chick, she'll come meet you somewhere.
Wait, truckers got groupies like they do? Hey, baby, come hop in my truck and fuck me on the way to Toledo.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I've heard plenty of chicks talking about they done had fantasies about getting up in the truck and getting fucked in the truck.
Really?
Yeah.
While shipping the cure for AIDS.
I'm saying, like, hey, I got something for you. Come on, get in there. Mm-hmm.
How much fucking is happening on the road amongst other truck drivers, specifically women truck drivers?
Mm. Sure. It happens all the time. You know, people meet up. They, you know what I'm saying? Whether they meet up at a truck stop or... y'all work for the same company or something, you meet up at one of the terminals or something, yeah.
Headquarters and them company parties.
Yeah, hey, Christmas party, I'm telling you, I hear about it all the time. Matter of fact, I just got an email about ours.
Oh, you're having a Christmas party? Really?
Oh, that's dope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they get fucked up.
We don't have a Christmas party, Tony.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you. We get, like, free food, free drinks all
Talk
night.
Wow,
that must be nice.
Yeah, come on, Tony.
It is. That's
crazy. He said that like he not in charge of the show.
Not right. But he has like nothing at all to do with
not
it.
Doing it. Oh,
nothing
man.
At all. Just, yeah.
I wish they'd do something like that for us.
Man, that would be great, wouldn't it? Mm.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? That would be very nice, man.
No, but how do like and I'm and I only know what I know, so just give me the game. Like, cause trucking, as I understand it, is a very solitary job. So if you got somebody and you get your load and your load is taking you northbound up 65 and the girl you fucking her load is taking her up 85, y'all going two different directions. How do y'all schedule the fucking? Did it break a breaker or nine, break a breaker, a big nine on the coochie check, one nine and a big dog on the smoke.
Well, then I guess if I'm going up 65 and she going up 85, then we ain't fucking. we gonna have to call and figure out where we gonna get a load somewhere that's gonna we gonna cross paths somewhere. You know, you might want to get you more than one chick, so you don't necessarily get in that situation. So hey, if that one ain't, you know, going up 85, you got you somebody else to call. Maybe she come across 40. Maybe I can meet you up in Nashville somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
You know. Hey Tony, I'm gonna tell you right now, bro. I love your logistical thinking, bro. Your logistics is on it, bro.
Now Tony did have a brush with a very coy prostitute one time.
Oh!
Oh! What? Oh my God! All right, I was somewhere apart, and I think I was in South Carolina, and I'm in the back chilling, about to go watching some TV, about to go to sleep, and I hear a little knock on the door, or whatever. So I come out, I look, some little chick standing at my passenger door. So I'm like, okay, what the hell? But I see somebody like moving a truck or something. So I'm thinking, okay, they've been asking me like to move or do something so they can get in or whatever, or watch them or whatever. I hit my window or whatever, and I'm like, yo, what's up? And the chick just went to start like holding conversation or whatever. And I'm like, okay. So then the dude who was bagging the truck, he went back. And so I figured, okay, well, she ain't with him. So she started just talking to me or whatever. Then she went to telling me that, hey, I'm out here with my cousin. So my cousin, she over there in this truck, started pointing at some truck. And like, she ended up getting fucked. And I was like, what? Yeah, she in there with this truck and she getting fucked. I'm like, you want me to call 911? I'm like, what the fuck are you telling me about? She like, no. So she like, she just went to me, went back to talking, but she kept bringing up the fact that her cousin was getting fucked. So then after a while, she was like, hey, you want to see my cousin? I was like, you know, she playing with her phone. So I'm thinking, okay, she's going to show me a picture of her cousin. All of a sudden, she shows me a video of her cousin sucking some huge ass dick. And I'm like, oh shit. Okay.
What is happening right now?
That's your cousin?
Right. So, you know, so she's like, so you good? You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm straight.
She's like, showing you recruitment tape.
Right.
Right. And so she sat there for me. She's like, well, you sure you okay? You know what I'm saying? I come keep you company or something. It's just my cousin over there. And I'm like, nah, I think I'm going to be all right. I got to get up early in the morning. So she was like, well, I'm going to go chill out here. I'm like, fine. You chill out here beside the truck all you want, as long as you don't bother my truck.
She don't want to sit. She ain't selling pussy. She pimping.
I don't know if she was trying to sell her cousin, if she was trying to sell herself, or what she was doing, but she didn't make it very clear.
You know, y'all got team trucking. It was team hauling, bro. They was out there trying to work together to get this change, bro. Like, that's what it was.
I get it. Dog, I was, matter of fact, while we were talking about, so I was fucking this chick trucker one time. So I was in her truck, and it was so funny because this chick came and she knocks on the door. So she sees her out the window or whatever. So she was like, all right. Some chick out there. And I'm like, she was like, well, you want me to go to? She's like, no, don't worry about it. She knocked a little bit. She left. So then somebody else came and knocked. So it was some dude. And he's like, so I go up there and I'm like, yo, what's up? He's like, hey, man, I got this chick, man. She's pretty little chick. Such. I'm like, oh, I'm good, dog. I'm in here with a chick, man. You sure, dog? You know what I'm saying? She coming there and do, you know, it's like, so she going to serve as both? I mean, I don't know what the price was for that. Then she was like, nah. So I was like, well, no, because I was going to think about that. I was like, well, you know, man, depending on how much it was, you know. Well,
impromptu.
You know, we can make, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, she, I'm happy.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
But, Roy is very anti-threesome. We just found this out.
Yeah. Why is you anti-threesome, dude? What is wrong with being in a threesome?
It's too many people to please, Tony.
Right. It's two people,
but you got another person to help you please the other person.
That's it.
Teamwork made the dream work, make the cream.
Right. It ain't
work.
Like you got to do it all.
Somebody
by yourself.
High five that man.
Keep going.
It's like you and your chick working on that chick, you and that chick working on this chick, and then they both working on you. See, well, everybody's you know. Doing.
Maybe I did it with the wrong two girls because they wouldn't stud my ass.
I think so.
I have one quick question.
Sure.
Best three truck stops.
Oh, God. Okay.
Brand or like specific locations, JG?
Brand.
They all about the same, honestly. It just depends on which one you go to.
You like Bucky's?
I mean, Palace and Love's are great. Okay. It's just as long as you go to a newer one or one in a nice area where they keep stuff clean, just, you know, stay away from niggas.
You know. Okay, thank you.
You know.
Stay away from niggas.
Yeah, I like Flying J. I don't mind Travel America, but Flying J.
Pilot, Flying J, they the same. They owned by the same company.
What about Loves?
Loves are great. They putting Loves up everywhere, so you can find a lot of brand new Loves. And so,
that's my favorite truck stop, for sure.
They'll typically be clean, even though that one in Nashville is disgusting.
They redoing all the bathrooms at Love's for the last 2 years. I ain't been in the Love's in the last 2 years that didn't have toilets outside because the bathroom's getting remodeled.
I think because they're doing all the damn remodeling. Pilot doing the same thing.
I don't shit at truck stops on the road. I shit at hospitals or conference hotels.
I'm about to say, I hit up hotels.
If I could pull this truck up into a hotel or a hospital, I promise you I would.
That's the best place to shit on the road. Hospitals. In a hospital, like hospitals a upper and hotels. Floor.
I agree with this. I agree with this.
Like big conference center hotels.
It'll definitely be sterile.
Normally ain't nobody in that room. You know what I'm saying?
Raw dog, that toilet's steep.
You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes I be like, shit, I need to bring my own Lysol and clean and shit.
That's okay.
You know, and I ain't even got to sit on it and still be wanting to clean that shit. Okay.
Is there a food? That's my last question. Is there a food, Tony, that you know you can't eat while you on the road just because of what it might do to your system?
Crystals.
Really?
Crystals and White Castle, them little square burgers.
Yeah. Nah, dog. I won't make it to wherever I got to go. 10 minutes later, I'm going to be... Every 10 minutes, I'm going to have to stop. You know, man, that shit like laxative.
Same. I always tell Crystal, that's my Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell to death. Can eat it all day and night with no problems. I eat Crystals. I'm going to have to shit before I get through the second Crystal, I promise. But I love that place. God. I ain't going to make it through the meal without shitting two times.
That's why it's so good to eat it when you're drinking, because like it gets all the alcohol back about the system. You take a shit so quick, you be feeling better and shit. You're like, damn. All
right. Oh, Tony.
I'm ready to go back. You know what I mean? I'm telling you.
I feel like, much like with Rod, we've learned a lot of things. We've also learned some things we probably shouldn't have learned. Tony, brother, thank you so much,
thank
man.
You.
For real, respect to you, brother. Honor. Man, see you out there on the road, man.
Be careful. All
right, y'all have a good one.
Yes, sir. After the break, we're going to holler at a job fair two-timer, man. This is Rod's Relationship Fair. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rod's Relationship Fair is rolling along. Thank you to Brother Tony. Just came on the program. Rod, is that your older brother or younger brother?
We're technically the same age. Tony's a couple months older than me, but he's my stepbrother.
Gotcha. You got one of them daddies like my daddy.
So my mom married his dad.
Oh, that's dope.
When we were like 10 years old.
Okay.
So Tony's a couple months. Yeah, we grew up together. So that's how we're so close. But yeah, Tony's technically my stepbrother. Yeah, I just say my brother.
He's your brother.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That's beautiful.
But yeah, but the age thing, it always throws people, because whenever we're together, people are like, so, you know, who looks more like their mom or their dad? Well, I was like, well, he looks more like his dad. I look more like my mom. And then they're super confused.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we're stepbrothers.
Yeah. I think all that step and half shit, just that prefix on the word brother, I think it just boils down to your relationship with that particular sibling. Because I have some half siblings who I say are my brother. Mm-hmm. They're all halves genetically, but some I got, like when Norris, like when Justin comes on the show, that's my brother. Yeah. Grew up, but then I got other ones who I ain't seen but three times in my life, and one of them was daddy's funeral. Nigga, you are a half. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing personal. I don't mean anything, but it's just I cannot give you the title of full sibling, and because it ain't been earned, and that's some shit you got to earn. And from the sound of Tony. Sounds like Rod and Tony was watching a lot of the same porno and reading all the same pimp books.
Right. They just shared a copy of Iceberg Slim and passed it between each other type shit. Like just that was your
being
brother.
A sibling, but I'll just leave that alone. Okay.
How does somebody earn daddy versus father? They do the same shit with deadbeats. When your daddy ain't around, they just go, you just a sperm donor. You ain't my daddy. They say all that goofy shit.
Yeah, that's the facts. It is all about relationship. That's just people putting qualifiers on to let you know where y'all stand.
Real quick before we get back to these phones, JG, that Royce Job Fair Gmail inbox has apparently become your little therapy session.
No.
Not for you, for the listeners. Because I guess they just assume none of us read none of the email. They just think they're talking to you and you alone.
That's it.
Yeah, every email starts with, hello, JG.
Hey, JG. Hi, Jacqueline. Okay.
But we all check it.
Yeah.
Jacqueline might be the one to reply on the behalf of, but.
Yeah, y'all be talking about shit. And it's like, yeah, I'm just going to keep going. Yeah, I mean,
that is not true. People send us the sweetest emails, but it's in my direct messages where they really get serious.
Way personal.
Okay. All right, crack them open. You want to crack some of them open?
No. I just want to share one small bit of thought from what I've experienced overall as it relates to love, marriage, romance, all the things.
In your DMs, what do you have in your DMs? You're talking about advice for people. Just this is marriage, work, what else?
It's just a bunch of women and a couple of men, and they're just wondering, kid you not, they want to know if I know magic words for love. I do not know any magic words.
How'd you get proposed to so many times?
Yeah.
Gotcha. The proposal master. How do we also get your skills? All right, well, teach them proposal master.
I am not a proposal master. I don't know any magic words as it
you
relates to love.
You just shook loose diamond like this.
Come on.
Microphone.
I've been asking people for 2 weeks.
Ago.
When you find a loose bag of diamonds, what does it mean to you? You know what I'm saying? I needed to know. Like, I thought I had missed some shit. So, like, yeah, drop it.
What I do know is that love is not complicated. I know that love is deliberate, and I know that it's delicate, and I know that disagreements are unavoidable, but a decision to stay together is a choice. And I also know whatever you mismanage, you lose. So that's what I know.
And stop trying to marry people that don't want to fucking marry you.
That part.
The simplest answer to your questions about how do I get proposed to is to date somebody that wants to fucking propose to you. The last thing you want to do in this world is marry a motherfucker. You had to beg and manipulate into marriage.
Right.
Yeah. A man's greatest investment is a smart, ambitious, and beautiful woman. I am not kidding you. But if he is telling you things like, I don't believe in marriage, listen to that mess. Don't stay around waiting on that. He's telling you, I don't want any more kids, and you know you want kids. Don't stay around waiting on that mess. He's staying at home still with his girlfriend or his mama. What by? That's the dumbest mess I've ever seen. That's why you might not be getting proposed to, because they're not ready. So stop hanging out with people who aren't ready. You're wasting your time and you're blocking the opportunity for those who are.
Yeah, you're obviously not ready if you're doing those things.
I would also highly suggest that you don't refer to your impending to be other person as an investment. That will go very badly. Don't sit up here and say like, girl, I want to marry you because I'm down to invest in your future. It ain't about that.
Yes, you do.
I've been married for 13 years. If I go upstairs right now and call my wife and say, baby, you are an investment, I'm getting divorced. It's not the way it works. Look,
she is a good investment. You just can't say it.
Look, I'm the only married person here. I'm the only married person here. And I'm going to tell you the best advice that I ever got about marriage or any of this relationship shit came from my mother-in-law when I was still dating my girlfriend, my wife now. She told me to my face. She said, I taught my daughter how to keep a man. I said, well, what's that? She said, balls empty, stomach full. It's the best fucking advice I've ever heard. And it's the truth. It works. I've been here for 13 years. I ain't supposed to be eloquent. Let her be eloquent.
Jacqueline was so eloquent.
Marriage ain't eloquent.
Ralph.
Marriage ain't eloquent.
Make me a sandwich.
Hey.
And you're both right. I'll leave it at that, because these people DM Jacqueline, so I'm not going to add anything. I'm on the other side of her breakup, so you don't listen to me for shit. I can't help you motherfuckers at all.
We
not
need to have a Roy's relationship fair where you let it all
fuck
out.
We don't.
Wow.
We will
this breakup, you have been very anti-love.
Yo, can we imagine if we did the Roy shit, like a love connection where we had to actually sit up and like have the different women out there we had to pick for? Oh, that'd be wonderful. No.
Yeah. Yo, you want to hear some sad shit? You want to hear some sad shit?
Oh.
I was at a, I did a, Rod don't know what I'm talking about, where in Birmingham, they would do these little Valentine's auctions every year with the quasi-local celebrities of like whoever the popular, like it was me, a couple of DJs, and like whatever Kappa is fucking some black businesswoman, like, some relevant party promoter, and then like an ex-Alabama receiver that didn't do shit.
Oh, shit.
And they put us all on stage, and they let these women bid on us. And niggas was going for $300 or $400. Nigga, I went for $25.
You didn't plant someone?
No, I didn't know that. I thought I had the sauce.
Those are all plants.
I thought I had the sauce.
They gave them that $200-$300 to bid on them, Roy. Oh my gosh.
I was the co-host of the morning show at the time. I thought I had the fucking, I'm on 95.7, baby. You don't want none of this.
Nobody's ever seen you on 95.7. They heard you.
Messed up, man. That's messed up, because DJs, that's a real pussy getting business, man. Back when I was in college, it was a 95.7 DJ. Me and him used to be sneaking in and out of girls' dorms at the same time. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to that brother.
Yeah.
I won't say no more than that.
Ladies, seriously, stop begging men to do anything. There's somebody else out there for you. I promise.
And it will end right there. Jacqueline, that's very beautiful. You should have your own talk show. Like you're very, I'm serious. Like, you're just very direct and to the point. And we'll let you say everything. Then we'll let Rod and Ralph just come in and clean it up.
Word.
Empty bowls. Get on that goddamn stove.
Somebody's got to give them the real. Jacqueline is going to get as real as her professionalism will allow her.
Right.
And then we'll just come in and give you, you know, like in Nutty Professor, we'll give it to you in rich dummy terms. We'll break it down for all the rich dummies.
Oh, wait, I got one more thing. Do this. Use it wherever you want. And like I said, I can only speak from my own experiences, but a man has to tell me that he's interested. I meet their transparency with my own. So there.
Okay. Fair enough. Got to remember the two-timer club. You may remember that International Players episode from November of 2021. JG, who is on the line?
We're joined by Tappy. Taps is the founder of the ice cream shop Tappy Tappy in Cape Town, South Africa. Just like you said, listeners might remember him from the International Players. I think it's spelled Players, but I'm going to pronounce it Players.
Yeah.
That episode from last year. Today, Tappy will be talking with you, Roy, about a previous office affair turned love triangle from his days in higher education.
Now, I know this didn't happen in a truck, but I think it's fair that we take a quick detour for a friend of the show and hear about some of this workplace fucking. That is the purpose of Rod's Relationships Fair. Tappy, welcome back to the show, brother. Thank you for whatever the fuck time it is over there for you coming back on the run with us.
Thank you for having me again.
Walk us through this now.
So before I start, I'm going to preface this by saying I was young, I was foolish. It was a different times. This is different times. So... this was maybe, I'm 36 now. So this is back when I was like 24, like 12-ish years ago. And I was navigating life a little bit differently because I wasn't aware that I didn't like monogamy, but I didn't realize there was an option that was ethical. So right now I'm an ethical non-monogamist. I'm very clear now that this behavior is at best dubious. But basically, I was doing my master's at this point. And then we got a new intake of honor students. So that's like the fourth year of varsity in our timeline over here. And I start this very casual sexual relationship with this woman. And this is going on for maybe 6 to 8 months-ish. And at some point, another dude in the department, I think he was a master's student as well, he comes to me, he's like, hey, man, I need to ask you for some advice. I was like, oh, this is strange. I don't really know this guy this well. So this is coming out of nowhere. And I'm like, okay, sure, man, let me help you out. What's on your mind? And then he's explaining, oh, I think my girlfriend is cheating on me. She's very suspicious.
She was
very, very light skinned, so she bruised her skin very easily, right? So it's like, I keep seeing all these marks on her body. I don't really know what's going on. I was like, ah.
You've been manhandling that thing.
Right.
I'm into like kink and BDSM. So the bruising was quite significant.
No, you didn't talk about none of this shit when you came on talking about ice cream, nigga. This is. JG, you remember Tapia? When he came on to, yes, I have ice cream and it is about empowerment. I make a different flavor every week.
Yeah.
I do not repeat the flavors.
Yeah. 50 shades of flavors.
50 shades of flavors. All right.
So keep going, Tappy. So you and this girl into, you know, ropes and a lot of kinks that leave bruises. And this brother is finding the bruises.
And her boyfriend is the one. Wants advice about his girlfriend from cheating from the nigga she cheated with.
Right.
Keep going.
So I'm like, oh, who's your girlfriend? I didn't even know you were dating someone. It's like, oh, it's XYZ. I was like, internally, I'm like freaking the fuck out. I'm like, oh, shit. I can't imagine this. I'm having this conversation. This is like some scripted show shit, right? And I'm like, oh, no, that's really fucking brutal, man. I didn't even realize. So he's coming to me because everyone in the department knows me and this woman are quite close, right? But everyone else knows me and this woman are fucking, right? So he's the only one doesn't know. So because to me, it's not some big secret, right, at this point, because I don't know she's got a boyfriend. She hasn't told me either, right? So I'm finding out with him that it's me.
Oh, shit.
So then I offer my advice. I'm like, oh, man, that's really sucks, man. I don't really know how to handle this situation for you. Maybe have a conversation with her, trying to come to an understanding why this is happening. Maybe really find out, is she really cheating? You know, I'm trying to cover my bases. And I'm like, oh, maybe just imagine all this. And I found out there's an element of like gaslighting this brother because I'm trying to save my skin. But the really fucked up part after all that is, we didn't stop, right? So I was like, this isn't my problem currently.
But Tappy, at no point did you pull this woman to the side and go, hey, baby, listen, you got to start icing these bruises or something.
You ain't got no concealer, girl?
Keep your clothes on when you fuck your other dude so he don't see. Okay, thank you for sharing that. Now, Rod, the question to you, what do you do? What advice should someone give if you are talking to the dude that's being cheated on and you're the side dude? If you're the side dude, and you're what is there any advice? Should you come clean to the main dude about what you're doing with his woman, or do you just play it the way Tappy just played it?
It depends on if he comes to you like a man. I've been in this situation before. One time in college, a guy heard I had been smashing his girl, and he approached me. But I didn't fess up to it because he didn't come at me like a man. He came to me on some whole shit. And, you know, he came up to me outside the calf. She's out there with her friends looking sad. He's with his friends. And he comes up to me. He was like, listen, man, I've been hearing some stuff. And if it's true, it could really help me out because I've been trying to find a reason to break up with her. So I just want to ask you. And I was like, man, get your whole ass out my face. Like, I've been fucking your girl and you coming to me hoping it's true, like it's a favor. And I told him no, just because he was a bitch. So I understand not wanting to out yourself in that situation. In Tappy's situation, like the dude didn't come to him saying, I know you've been having sex with my girl. So there's no reason to reel that part and destroy their relationship or create a bad situation between Tappy and old boy. So the advice he gave him was correct. I mean, me personally, I don't like drama. So I'd have cooled it out till she got that straight. And we'd have had to come up with a contingency plan so we can move in secret and in peace.
What, so but, this is the interesting part, right? Is we ended up, we continued for a bit longer, at least maybe another half a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then our thing ended because she found out from her housemate that I was sleeping with her housemate's friend from some other time. So she then was like, why are you sleeping with other women? I'm like, but that was always an agreement. We were never this thing. We were never dating.
Yeah, I understand that. With the women you cheat with get like that. It's very weird when the woman wants you to be faithful to her cheating. I've never understood that. I've been there before. It's very weird. Like, are you fucking other girls? Like, you got a whole nigga's last name. Don't question me about what I'm doing out here.
Let's wrap it here, but let's leave the folks with some knowledge, right? What is the appropriate way for a man to, because I feel like if somebody stepped to you like a man, Luke, man, I know you fucking my girl, then I would make the argument he shouldn't even step to Tappy in the first place. He should have went straight to his girl and went, I know what's going on, goodbye.
I mean,
and
this
never
is true,
had words with you.
But everybody doesn't have that pimping in them.
That's true.
Okay, so then if the conversation is to be had with you, what is a conversation that is not on some whole shit? How should the conversation have gone for you to tell this man the truth?
The conversation would have to be you opening up with, I know this is happening. I know it has happened. And you have to establish whether or not you're angry with me or if you're just trying to get some straightening to make your next move in your relationship. So if you want to come to me and say, listen, I've been hearing things, I've been seeing things, I know y'all been fucking. And it's like, okay, bet. Yeah, we have. And then it's like, okay, what you want to do now? You trying to squab or are you trying to get your thoughts together and figure out, should I leave her? How serious is it? What's going on with y'all? We can have that conversation all day, as long as you're keeping a level head and cool about it.
Hey, Rod, I heard you banging my girl. Can we establish a schedule? Can I add you to my Google calendar and we figure out which days?
Can I just get Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Yeah, I'm down with that, man. Like, just because somebody's sleeping with somebody else doesn't mean your relationship has to be over. Something that all people need to do is establish what a relationship means to them and not worry about how it's been formed in their mind since childhood. You have to do what makes you happy and what's best for your situation, because if you're with the right somebody and they like to have sex with other people, then you have to decide which is more important to you, being with your soulmate or being with somebody that's not ever gonna sleep with somebody else. And you just have to be mature enough and smart enough to come to terms with that kind of shit. Like Tappy was saying earlier, like he was out here trying to be monogamous, well, pretended to be monogamous, but he was gonna fuck some hoes. That's just how he does it. And then he finally matured to the point where he could say to himself and other people, we can do whatever you wanna do, but I am going to sleep with other people and you just make your decisions based on how you feel about that. But this is what I'm gonna do.
Now, JG, with this being happening in higher ed and you having been in higher ed at a number of institutions over your career, when people in the office are having sex and word starts spreading around, how do you stay? Because my default is to try to stay out of anything happening with coworkers. I don't want to be around when the gossipy conversations are happening. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be the person whispering and all of that. So how do you avoid being in them circles? Because that's the first thing dude said to Tappy is, I've been hearing things around the office. Well, now that may come back and fuck up my employment status with one of these people at some point. Right. So what are some ways that you can move in and out of them gossipy, you know who fucking type conversations that happen in the office?
You got to be two people removed from it. So I have two people who are below me who are listening. And when it rises up to something that I need to know, that's when they're going to tell me. But I don't need to hear the he said, she said, they did part. Now, if it's going to start impacting their work and my money, that's when I need to know about it. Otherwise, I don't care what anybody else is doing.
Yeah, can't disagree with that.
Yeah. Stay out of it. Keep it in your pants. It's the easiest way to stay cool with all this shit. Keep it in your pants at the fucking job. But much respect to Tappy's game, that my man had been hearing from everybody that she was fucking somebody, but nobody told it was you. That's real pimping right there.
The fact that he gaslit him, right?
You're commanding respect around that office, and that's dope.
Beat the shit out of Tappy.
And I don't see an issue, actually, with coworkers dating. I have no issue with that at all, as long as you know how to date and not be in these gossip groups at the office and bring that mess to work where you're not getting anything done. I don't care what you're doing after you leave here. I don't care what you're doing here, as long as it's not messing up my money.
See, most people can't do that. That's the reason companies put that type of shit in place.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like leaving a 7-year-old at home by himself thinking they can handle it just because you've seen them do it all right. It's just, how about we just make a rule, don't leave 7 years home by themselves. That's why the companies do that. Most people can't just fuck and keep it cool, keep it quiet, keep it casual. So how about y'all just not
fuck? They sure can't.
Or you're fired.
It's even worse in places where the employer encourages it, because when you're at a place and it's not encouraged, most people are a little bit more inclined to shut the fuck up about it. But when you're in a place and the employer is like, no, please go ahead, you all can date. Yo, cats get super sloppy. And I agree with where I put it. It's like leaving 7-year-olds in a room alone with a whole thing full of finger paint and telling them don't touch shit. You're going to come back, the whole room is going to be Picasso'd out.
TJ Holmes and Amy Robach in that situation right now. They didn't break any Good Morning America rules or ABC rules by dating. And now they ass is off the air because that free will and shit, they got sloppy, got stupid. Mm. And now they not fired, but they ain't on TV.
It's even worse because I don't care how many people each one of them did or did not sleep with, but they're coming down on him even harder, not saying that he was absolutely correct in anything that he did, but she's skating around doing what she wants to do. Yeah, it's a pattern for him. I get it.
This is the first time they've heard her do that. It's 19 women he just slept with at that job in 8 years.
I hear it.
But you know, when you're in that situation and you are the guy sleeping with those women, regardless of how you might get treated socially, when it comes time for your promotions and it comes time for you to move up and down the ladder, they bring that shit up. You know, I don't know, we can trust you to move up because, you know, you see me when you're sleeping with all the women in the office.
Yeah.
It's bad optics. Like I always say, white culture is only concerned with how things look. They don't care how things are. And when he was sleeping with all these women at the job, nobody gave a fuck until that shit became publicly attached to that station's image. Now he fucking up.
And I'll just leave it at this, B. I don't care if they are separating. That mess ain't cute. It's not cute at all to have to walk into an office and everybody knows that you've been sleeping, your ex-husband or ex-wife-to-be has been sleeping around. That mess ain't cute at all.
Because that's the first thing they think is, they're not thinking, oh, this happened while they were separated. The first thing they're thinking is this why y'all got separated?
That's trash. That's why I don't even play like that. That's straight trash.
Keep it in your pants at work, people, is not hard.
Again, date who you want to date, but just make sure it's clean, even at work.
I know you got a question, Third, but all I'm going to say to you, Tappy, is that if you are, the difference with this TJ Holmes shit and this Tappy shit is that none of them estranged spouses are working at Good Morning America 3. All right? If I'm working with the nigga that I know is fucking my girl, I got to swing on you. We got to, one of us has to go.
Oh, GP, we got
to see. One of us has 5 minutes ago, Roy was talking about how you should go straight to your girl and not the dude. Now he's swinging on niggas. See, I told you. Everybody does not have that good pimping in them. Everybody's not emotionally sound enough to handle feeling like that.
Rod, I'm not going to let you keep coming to my show calling me a simp once a month. I've been doing that shit for the entirety of the job here. For the entirety of this podcast, you'd be sneaking in calling me a simp, and I've been letting that shit slide. I'm emotional, Rod. I care. I'm not a simp. I care.
Gracious.
As always, Uncle Tap, thank you for calling the job fair, brother.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
After the break, we're going to talk to another truck driver who's going to break down that world of all the craziness. It's a job fair. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rock Relationship Fair, and we are bringing it home. We're talking about the world of truck driving. This go round for relationship of eastbound and down, loaded up and fucking. We got three live lizards in the car and a short way to get there.
All
right, I got three girls fucked, but only got two condoms. You get up down there, watch your man.
Y'all had me and then you're like, okay.
So, you know, I really do appreciate the truck drivers coming on, you know, because, you know, trucking, and I've said this before, they are the red blood cells of this country. Mm-hmm. Commerce does not move if a truck driver does not get up. True. Therefore, I am pro blowjobs for truck drivers.
What?
At every truck stop.
Hey, man.
All right, now.
I wish there was a tip jar at every Flying J and Travel America I pass, where if I know this money is used specifically for you to have some prostitute sex right there in that fucking trucker's lounge. JG, yes. Introduce our last trucker.
We welcome longtime listener and friend of the show, Corey. Corey actually inspired the theme of this week's Rod's Relationship episode. He wrote to us back in October, suggesting that we cover relationships, or should we say relationships that take place with truckers, such as himself, while on the road. Yeah. Corey!
I don't know right now that.
Corey, what is the job there?
What?
Now, we could ask you a lot of different questions about how'd you get into trucking and the economics of trucking and how to be an owner-operator. How did COVID affect? Fuck all that! Talk to us about that butt-naked sex that be happening on the job, Corey. What type of sexing is going on? Give us some stories. And Rod, I hand it off to you and your curiosities.
I don't have any stories myself personally, but I do have a buddy. Me and him team drove, and we got stuck. I ain't gonna name the city because it might get him in trouble. But
Wait, what is team driving? Is that like two drivers, one cab?
Yeah, two drivers and one truck.
Okay.
And he got a prostitute for every city he go to. Oh. Prostitute and a weed man.
Wait a minute, hold on, homie. Say it one more time. Did you just say he had a prostitute and a weed man in every city he goes to?
Yeah.
So do most comedians. Keep going.
He ordered one. And as he was finishing with it, he offered her up like some fries. He just kind of did like the hand movement to her. And I was like, no, good.
Listen, if I order some pussy, is everybody else going to have some?
So a trucker, you go from city to city. I would imagine most truckers don't have hotels. And I know some of the trucks, like my uncle used to tell me when he was driving for J.B. Hunt, they would have the little bed in the little hut, yeah, like a little hut, like how U-Haul got that little divot, that little cut up top. Are you driving while your truckmate is fucking, or do you go inside the truck stop and let them stank up?
I'm in the truck stop.
And they just fucking in the, you got to come back in the sex cloud? Oh, my Lord.
It's like the COVID cloud, but it's made out of sperm.
With an enema.
I hear you, homie.
My friend, he has a website he goes on.
Excuse me?
How sad was he when Backpage got shut down?
Oh, very. Like his best friend died.
Boy, they were selling pussy for the same place as Classic Reeboks and Shoe City.
All facts. No lies detected.
What does it cost on the half hour and the hour for a trucker? Like, how much of a vice?
Most of the lizards, it's by the service. Like, 40 for you know, penetration, maybe 10, 20, 15 for a little blowjob. Or you want it all, it's a combo package.
Around the world.
$30, $45.
You don't have a half. A lot of lizards are basically like, you know, crack whores, essentially. Like, they ain't charging... Ain't no upscale lot lizards.
Nah, they all look like meth heads. Mm.
Also, that's why the prices are still so 1997. Yeah. Like, these are some Little Caesar hot and ready prices here. They are competing.
Ain't nobody outside of Pilot in no Ferrari and Chanel dress.
What have been some of the bad run-ins you've heard truckers
have? Quite a few.
Break them down.
Where I live at in Atlanta, it's two truck stops here that's notorious. It's the one on, it's a Pilot on Boulder Crest, and that Petro on Bankhead.
Ooh, that Petro on Bankhead been a problem a long ass time. That is not new.
Oh, yeah. Any kind of drug you want, you can go over there and get it.
You couldn't go there. If you got stuck in Bankhead, you want to get robbed, that's where you go. You don't mess around over there in Bankhead.
Nah.
Okay, so break it down.
The one on Boulder Crest, well, that one's been on First 48 a few times.
Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
A few times.
Yeah, a few times. Those females don't look like prostitutes. That's the ones that, because they look cleaner than the lot lizards. So. Mm.
So it's more of a setup.
Those are the ones that get you in your truck. Yeah, they get you in your truck, get your pants off, and then some guy come behind them and
give it up your truck.
Or in Atlanta, you might be giving up something else.
Oh, Corey.
Good Lord. You better off just jacking off.
Yeah, that's gotta. I mean, I can't imagine a more like fucked up prostitute getting situation than you trying to get some pussy and pay for it, and then some dude comes, take your money, your girl, and gives you some dick. That's a goddamn snafu for your ass.
How often are you away from your wife, and how long?
The longest was 21 days out. Yeah, it's depressing.
Let me talk to you for a second, Rod. So now, off of what Corey just said, Rod, some of the women look better put together, and those end up being the ones robbing you.
Definitely.
If you are a man, listen, let me say it nicely. If you're an ugly motherfucker, should you not be honest with yourself on why a woman of a certain attractiveness is talking to you and be suspicious of that?
Yes, you have to. That you have to do that. Even if they're trying to do it in exchange for money, you should be thinking, set up. I got a good friend, and he might be listening right now. He knows who he is. He has ended up in those situations himself based on like how he looks. And one of the best ones was he was in a bar and a woman came up to him and started chatting him up. And he was like, listen, just tell me what you want. And she was like, what are you talking about? He was like, listen, I know what I look like. Okay. So women that look like you don't come up to dudes like me. So you like either me. Want something or one of my friends in here put you up to this as a joke. And she was like, yeah, your friends told me to come mess with you. He was like, I know it.
Wow.
Be honest with yourself. Be honest.
That's not sad. That's honesty.
But that's most people's biggest problem, though. Being honest with themselves. That. Like, that goes for prostitutes, being set up for robberies, or, you know, just people you date in general. If you're honest enough with yourself, you'll realize anybody interested in somebody like you, whether it's looks or personality, must be up to no fucking good because you ain't shit.
Bars.
All right. Man, appreciate you, Corey, man. Thank you for calling on, brother.
Yeah, bro. Hey,
what's up? All right, thank you.
That's the show. Royce Job Fair. It's a product of iHeartMedia, South Park and Princeton Productions. We did it. That's another relationship fair in the books. We broke down this world of trucking and a lot of fucking. A lot of goddamn tech in that truck driving world.
Trucking.
JG, you learned a lot today.
Did I?
Well, it sounded like you already knew a lot. I didn't know you knew what Around the World was. JG knows.
Yeah, about that. She was hella hip, bro. She was hella hip.
My uncle had girls, and the lady named Horse, she was my favorite. She was so sweet.
Why was she called Horse?
Well, I don't know at 7 and 8.
She was thicker than black strap molasses.
When I was 7 and 8, I didn't know. It dawned on me at 21.
No, shit.
That's the show.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.